Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. I get that all the time, Mr. Humble. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 34 after... I'm very excited about our good buddy Rick Maurer being back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now over 8 years, almost 9 years. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, which is now out in a new revised edition. So you should be very excited about that, folks, because it's got a lot of new stuff. This is an update. I mean, I was telling you about this book for, you know, all those years ago, and now it's been updated with a lot of new stuff. So I encourage you to check that out. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
His other book is called Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant refrain. Rick, I actually get silenced on the other end. You know, why don't you want what I want? And they kind of just, you know, clam up on me. I don't know what the problem is. But hey, Rick, you know, one of the things that when you've been around as long as I have, you and I have met, you've seen my gray hair. I think you may have one or two. When you have this perspective of time, of experience. When new things happen, when new things pop up and it's all the rage and they become fads or crazes or whatever, at some point in time, you know, guys like you and me have the advantage of saying, you know what, this is not really new. It's just a new thing.
Yeah.
It's not a new rule. It's just a new tool. And I think that way about social media. I wrote an article a while back, and the title of the article and the subject was, face to face is the original social media, you know. Let's don't forget that. And this whole thing is around, you know, sometimes we complicate the uncomplicated.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and actually, you know, I was listening to the last interview you did, and I do think there are things to be careful of, and there are fads that are not worth paying much attention to. But some of the social media actually I found pretty helpful.
Yeah.
You know, and I use LinkedIn quite a bit, for instance, and Facebook on a more social thing. But you could spend your whole life doing that and playing those games.
Could, and, as my dad would have said, you can lose a crop doing that. You know.
That's a good line. Like your dad. Well, you know what I got thinking about is you may have heard about in New York right now. There's a new endeavor called Spider-Man the Musical.
Yeah.
And it's still...
Somebody got hurt there, didn't they?
Four people have gotten hurt.
Is it four? Oh, that's right. I heard about that.
Yeah, and the last one, though, was really big. But it's in previews. And normally, a show, what happens, they're in previews a little bit to work out the bugs, and then the critics are invited in. And the idea is the critics don't come during previews. The preview process has lasted longer than some Broadway shows even last on Broadway. And consequently, it's selling tickets, people are going, and it costs $65 million, which is just sort of unheard of. Right, there was an article in the New York Times yesterday that right beside that theater, there's this tiny little theater, and a company called the Fiasco Theater Company is putting on a Shakespeare play that you may never have heard of called Cymbeline.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've heard of it. I've never seen it, and apparently it's just a troubled play. It just doesn't fit together. It's hard to do, and he said it's brilliant, and it's like six actors. It's basically an empty stage, and he said they use a sheet. He says, best I can tell, it's an unembroidered queen size sheet, and it's used for all kinds of things. And he said, what's amazing in contrast is here you've got this $65 million thing that isn't working.
Yeah,
and you've got all the excitement, kind of what theater ought to be, with these six people and a sheet and a couple crates, and I think there was a theater director, still is, a guy named Peter Brook, who I really like, and he said in one of his essays once, you ought to be able to put on good theater in a black box,
right.
Meaning you can go into a warehouse. Well, I think the same thing goes. This is getting back to the fads and the stuff
right.
that we do, that sometimes we make things way, way too complicated,
mm-hmm.
when in fact we ought to say, all right, let's go right down to the basics. What do we need to put on a show?
Right. Yeah. And exactly. And take it, do an inventory, decide what really has to be there, and get rid of everything else.
Yeah.
And see,
yeah.
This is one of the advantages of small businesses, because we think simple. We start out simple. For one reason, Rick, is we don't have a lot of capital to complicate
yes.
things. But sometimes we still do. And Rick and I are going to talk about this after we come back after these messages, to make sure that we don't lapse into complicating the uncomplicated. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.